So they're going to talk about what they want to do, and we'd already written, drafted one.
Right.
For that site. And I believe it included self-storage, and I think that's one of the things they want to do. They backed off when the plaza was going to do self-storage. So, and I still want to keep vertical residential in the ballpark.
Right.
So.
And the other thing we talked about for that area, and I don't know if it's even relevant, is parking for cars that are secondary cars that can come in and be put there so that they won't be on the streets. And it's a second part. And we talked about even they have valet work or so on, even detail the car.
Private property out there, we can't. It would have to be up to the shopping center to provide that service. That's not us.
As an option for them.
So the problem with that is that square footage of the plaza and all the additional businesses are out there require that parking. They've already taken away a significant amount of parking. They still meet it.
Right.
I'm not saying no, but it would have to show that they could do that. I don't know that anybody's going to take advantage of that. I don't
know either.
I don't see.
Put it up there just because it removes cars from our streets and potentially performs a service. Whether it's viable or not, I have no idea. So I just raised the subject. We're better for other greater minds, and that's it. Does anybody have any other comments that they'd like to put before the board?
Is the brewery going in the plaza?
What?
Still trying.
Pardon?
Yeah, the issue was the foundation, the floor, and then the foundation of the structure. So the tanks are heavy. When they fill them with water, they become even more heavy. Basically, the sand that's underneath the floor of that plaza has dropped about 3 feet from when it was built in the 70s. So they have to shore up that floor. It's not impossible to do. So last I heard, they were working through those issues of putting it in there. And the guy that wants to do it is Shoreside Brewing. He's a Ventnor guy. He was a home brewer. Now he has, I think he uses Garden State or 8 Mile to brew his beer. You can buy it out in stores and stuff. It's not everywhere, but you can buy it. He's trying to get there.
Speaking of that, the approvals that we got for the wine and cheese store at Edgewater and Dorset, they're making a nice showing.
Yeah, and they're not gonna combine, so they're not gonna put the wall up and do all that. They're not coming back.
Yeah.
Works fine just the way it is.
Yeah.
They're making a nice showing.
Yeah.
And people are liking the operators of it. I'm getting good comments that they like the people that run it. And they're offering good products.
And they have a good social media game.
Yes.
And that brings people to the door.
Right.
It's not always about the sign. It's about showing for the product.
Well, I look at a new venture, a new approval, and its success.
Yeah.
They've gotten success. Mm-hmm. So we can share their success as a city as well
project.
As they can.
It was a really good project.
Yes.
It worked out well.
So I'm done speaking. Everybody wants to go home? I'm done.
Yeah.
So
with use of the bridge.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
I thought I did.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm hungry.
Okay. Thank you.